He's going to give you all the pricing, okay, and all the questions that you may have. He's jumping in right now. Really awesome. Sorry for the long wait, though. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for holding. Is this Donnie?
Hey, it is. How are you?
Hey, Donnie. My name's Sean. I'm the director here at Local Splash. I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
Good.
That's what I like to hear. I understand that you were having a brief conversation with one of my representatives here, Maria. She asked me to jump on the line to go over pricing with you. Did you have any questions about the placement on Google aside from just the pricing?
No. Right now I have a listing on Google. I'm not sure if you guys would just add on to that or...
Yeah, so it's called a Google My Business page. No, we won't create a new one. We'll go inside the existing one. Unless you have, like, really bad reviews or something, there's no reason for us to start a new one from scratch. But we'll go inside the existing one and do the optimization so that it shows up first.
Okay. And will that be a cheaper version than making a whole new one?
No. I mean, either way, the cost is the same. You're not paying for the GMB. We don't charge people for the creation of Google business profiles and optimize or PIN verifying them. Those are always things that we're going to have to do regardless. It's just the initial step.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I just started the company in September, so I didn't really push my customers to write reviews. So There was one customer that left a review, and I couldn't even reach back out to her. There was nothing I could do about it to fix it. So she left a review, and I had zero reviews, and she left a one-star review when I had zero reviews, so I was down to a three. So then I started to tell my customers, or select few customers, to kind of hop on and try to leave an honest review. And then a lot of them were doing it to help me out, but they were doing my Angie's List, so they weren't even leaving my review on Google.
So it didn't even matter, you
know what I mean?
Yeah, I could see that now, actually. And that's kind of unfortunate, too, because I don't know if you've seen, but HomeAdvisor by Angie's is, like, on the verge of getting shut down any day now.
Is it really?
Yeah. Here, let me show you. You get texting on this phone number?
Yeah.
Here. Yeah, the FTC's on them, the Federal Trade Commission, because what they've been doing is they put themselves on Google, and they pay for ad space, and they do the local listings. They can't do Google Places like we're offering you, because that's for, you have to PIN verify yourself and actually have an address in that area to get those, and they're based in Colorado. But regardless, they do ads all over the U.S., and then when they get a lead, they sell the lead to like six guys. So they might charge you like $100 right. for it, and then they sell it to, you know, I mean, I had a roofing contractor was paying $200 a lead that I was working with, and
yeah,
it's like they sell to six of you.
Right. No, it's crazy. Sorry. I've been getting charged like $200-$400 weekly, and they told me it was going to be that month.
Whoa.
So I've been crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, it's excessive. Most of that's just got to be lead fees. But I'm sure if you let them know, you know, that you're aware of this now, I'm sure you probably can get some of that back at this point, because, I mean, this is not good. The FTC charges HomeAdvisor with cheating businesses, including small businesses, seeking leads for home improvement projects. Yeah, saying since 2014, they've misrepresented the quality of the leads, source of the leads, and the likelihood they result in actual jobs. So it's like, if they've been investigating them since 2014 and it's finally hitting the fan now, I mean, it could be any day now. The sad thing is they were shut down once before. They were called Service Magic before, and they got shut down, and then they came.
Yeah.
It's exactly what happened. They got shut down, and they got audited, and then they said they weren't going to do these things anymore, and then they came back, and they just kept doing it and bought Angie's. Now it's unfortunate because since Angie's sold to them, well, it might have been smart. I mean, if Angie's was going to go bankrupt, they basically came across billions of dollars in that deal, and now it's it's going to go under anyway, you know? So maybe Angie was smart in selling that. But so if that's your marketing strategy right now, then I'm happy that we got a hold of you today, because these first page placements, you know, there's only three guys that show for about a 35-mile radius. We can only work with one guy per industry per area. So, You know, once we start working with you, we close out the category. It's not like we could put 100 people up there. That's why Home Advisor decided they want to buy their own position, and then they could sign up as many guys as they want, you know?
Right,
so,
yeah.
As far as your reviews, though, I mean, we can do the reputation management. It's one of our main products and features. We can have somebody reach out to that lady. The thing about the Google reviews is you do have to be logged into an email. So unless she created like a spoof email to leave it, you know, there's usually a way to get access to her information and get a hold of her. I mean, unless it's like
right,
a completely dead old email.
Yeah, no, I have her email and I have her phone and I just can't get a hold of her. I don't know if she's ignoring me or whatever, but.
Yeah. I mean, we could always start it from scratch too, because I mean, you are LLC. You know, but the LLC isn't required to be displayed, so we could just do a whole rebrand as DMO Scapes, excuse me, and just do it like that and have
right.
a whole other GMB, you know what I mean, and then start
right.
it from scratch.
I'll let you, there's nothing else to do with her life, I should just hop back on that and leave one on my new one.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely possible. Just got to remove that LLC right, portion of it right there, and then we'll start up a whole new GMB and can verify that, and that'll show at the top of the search results to get all kinds of new clients from that, and we'll ask them to, we'll request the reviews through your tracking system. There's a tracking system that we developed. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. No, that's good.
Yeah, so we have a tracking system you can request reviews. You're working right now, huh? I could tell.
Yeah.
I'm like, he's a little distracted. It's
yeah,
okay. Okay, well, I'll shoot you really straight. I mean, I'll get straight to the point. I know you've already spoke with my rep a little bit here. I texted you a link to the pricing page for our company.
Yep.
Okay, and if you scroll down, there's a couple of different packages in the middle. Okay, and without giving you the whole sales pitch, what I'm thinking is best for you is that platinum bundle, but I can reduce that cost by 50%. So instead of you paying $599, it'd be $299 month to month, and then I'd put in a request to have your setup fee waived entirely. Not cutting any corners. We're still going to do the new GMB and get the PIN verification out to you and everything, get the reputation, you know, rebuilt. But it would be
okay.
$299 out the door, and then each month moving forward, it would stay $299 reoccurring for as long as you're with us. It won't go up or change, no surprises, no lead fees, no click fees, no call fees.
Okay, so it's it'll be $299 monthly?
Yep, $299 or about $10 a day, month to month for as long as you're with us. Now, that package does include a few things. It's not just the Google Places placement. You get the Bing local listing, which is the top option on Bing as well. It's not a lot, but it's like 8% of the total searches that happen on the internet. So if you can even pull in like one or two new jobs a month from that, then why not? It also comes with Facebook ads, same concept. You know, maybe it's not going to perform as well as your Google listing will, but if we could pull in another one or two jobs a month, why not? Yeah, and then it has Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Merchant Circle. I mean, a platinum bundle, you really shouldn't need anything else. I mean, unless like 6 months from now you guys have grown to the point of, hey, I want to cover a majority of the state of Mass, then, you know, obviously we could have that conversation when we get there. But this should definitely keep you more than busy, especially coming into the peak time of the year. You should be able to sleep at night knowing that if you shut off that Home Advisor, it's no big deal.
Yeah, that's all I've been doing. I keep pausing my leads for 48 hours at a time.
That's so irritating. I actually had a guy where you said that they unpaused it on them and like sent them a bunch of leads.
Yeah, I swear to God, I think they did that. They've been doing that to me. That's why I've been getting charged so much. Well, they're still paused now, but yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, now you don't have to babysit your Home Advisor app anymore, so. If I could approve that pricing structure for you, I mean, I'm sure this is something you could see a value in giving a shot. That way I could show you how well everything works.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. I'm definitely interested. I want to look it over a little more. I just got to finish up a few more quotes. But do you think we could talk space maybe by the end of the – maybe like Friday night, Friday afternoon maybe?
Well, we're a Google partner, so we're not actually Google. When a spot opens up, they just give the qualified candidates list to my reps like Maria, and then they call out on it until they fill that spot. once it's filled, you know, it's closed out. I really got nothing else to sell at that point.
Okay.
Because without the Google listing, yeah. I mean, it's pointless having, you know, even if your GMB's got 5 stars, it's kind of pointless, you know, or even having a custom website built for you. If it's not showing up in like the 10 seconds they're looking for your services on Google, then probably not going to land them.
Right. So once it gets all set up, then shouldn't we not need it for like, shouldn't we only need it for like maybe 3 months out of the year?
Well, no, we have to continue to do the optimization on each individual service you offer. You got to remember, we're having to show up not just for like landscaping, but all the services that you offer. We have to consistently do that. Bi-weekly, Google has the algorithm updates. So if we don't do that, you'll rotate off the first page. We have to actually do the programming to keep you up there.
Okay. Yeah. So then. Yeah, it's just a tough time for me right now because I'm trying to figure this out. But I mean, hopefully no
like
one takes the spot
with Home Advisor. Oh man. Oh, okay.
What's that?
No, I was saying you said you were spending like $300 a week with Home Advisor. I was saying I was going to cut your marketing bill into like a fourth while also getting you better quality and a higher volume of leads. But I don't know if you're saying Friday. I put it this way. If it's open on Thursday or Friday, I'm firing somebody. Their job is to fill it. Maria is one of like 40 of them that are down there. It's like a boiler room.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah. But yeah, I sent you all the information. I'll send you my number too. If you want to call in and check on it, I mean, I'll give you the same offer if it's still available.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah, no, that'll work. No, it all looks good. I just have to I don't have the time right now to look into the website and all that and figure out all the different differences between everything. I just got to get these quotes up before 7:30, and then after that I should be good. But
yeah, if it's just a timing thing, I mean, it only takes a couple minutes to actually set up the account. We'd have to do the client interview and send out your PIN verification letter. I mean, the client interview, obviously we could schedule that for tomorrow, but I can have you off the phone here in like 3 to 5 minutes if you wanted to give it a shot.
Yeah, like I said, I want to look into this Local Splash, right? Local Splash.
Yeah, Local Splash. Oh, it's more of a, okay. Yeah. I mean, I get you. We called you out of the blue too. So yeah, I mean, do your homework. Right. We've been in business since 2004. We got an extensive track record up there. There's thousands and thousands of reviews. I mean, I forget that all the time.
Okay.
Some of these guys are getting cold calls because sometimes they send me guys that they've been talking to for a couple of days, and then they finally got pre-screened, you know?
No, it's my first time from you guys. I mean, I got you.
It's really fresh. Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, do your due diligence. You have my direct number and extension, so you won't have to go through the whole customer service or talk with one of my reps again. You can just call me direct, and then I can straight shoot you, and we can get everything up and running, start working on it.
Okay. Sweet. All right, yeah, I got your number right here.
All right, Donnie. It was a pleasure speaking with you, man. Enjoy the rest of your day.
All right, you too. I appreciate it.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.